Welcome, everybody, to today's Win Anyway podcast. This is Rich Hopkins, your Win Anyway guy, trying to lead everybody in the world to a Win Anyway lifestyle. If you've joined us in the past, you have some clue as to what I'm talking about. If not, if this is your first time, welcome to the Win Anyway podcast. I hope you found us on iTunes or over there on Podomatic, where I'm hosting this particular podcast, at least for now. Perhaps you found me on the blog or somehow shared on Facebook or shared on Twitter. You know, I don't care how you found me. Well, I kind of care how you found me. You know, tell me how you found me. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a rating. Leave me a review. Tell me how you found me. Tell me what you'd like to hear me talk about in the future. Of course, if you just started, you probably don't know what I already talk about, so you're not sure. But if you've heard some of the past ones, there's probably some things that you maybe wish I would talk about or wish I wouldn't talk about. I don't care. Just tell me so that I know that you're out there listening and I know what I can do to better serve you in the future on this particular broadcast. Before I left the house tonight, I went to Facebook and I realized I had not left a status update since Saturday. And it's Tuesday. Now, I don't know when you're listening to this, but okay, whenever you're listening to it, that's still about 3 days between updates. And as I sat there, I didn't even know what to update. I didn't know what I wanted to say. And do you ever find yourself with that problem? You know, I don't think a lot of people do, because there's all sorts of Facebook status updates and pictures of people's food and updates as to where they are and what movie they're seeing and complaining, all sorts of negativity, comments on the president, comments on world events, Ebola. Oh my goodness, you go to Facebook and you just get everything. But I really didn't know what I was going to post tonight. I mean, I don't have a tremendous amount going on, at least not that I want to share. I have a strict rule. I don't want to share negativity on Facebook. Now, I don't have a business account, so to speak. I've got a personal account with not quite 4,000 friends yet. I'm getting there. I'm not quite there. But it's a lot of high school friends, a lot of Toastmaster friends, personal friends. And then I have a whole bunch of people who are just plain speakers, people that I aspire to become friends with. Sometimes I call it my baseball card list. You know, I'm just collecting names, and some of them I've been able to have conversations with, and others I have yet to meet, or probably I'm not even on their radar yet. I really try to keep that Facebook page positive, funny, informative. I certainly use it to promote this podcast and promote my blog posts that I do. I let people know where I'm speaking when I do speak. But I pretty much leave all the criticism inside my brain. And you'd think I could go over to my Twitter account where I've got 43,000 followers and complain a little bit. But no, I keep it positive there. And, you know, Twitter's a whole nother animal. You don't even have time to complain because you only have 140 characters. And I tell you, I don't think I know 99% of the people who are following me on Twitter or who I follow. I got involved in that a long time ago and I started mass following people. And my wife always likes to tease me because she sees me following or have people following me that are like porn people. You know, people that I shouldn't be following. That I'm not really following. I just did a mass follow of 100 or 200 people and didn't really see who I was following. Well, one of these days, I'm going to have to take maybe a week and go through my 43,000 followers and the 44,000 people I follow and really weed it out to the people I really want to be in contact with and see if I can expand who I'm reaching to more of a target audience. So Twitter, it's pretty random. I mean, I'll do my promotion posts like I do on Facebook, but I don't talk as much on Twitter as I do on Facebook. And then you go over to LinkedIn, and I've had a LinkedIn profile since 2004, I think. So almost a decade. I was an early adopter. And even there, all I really post are links to my blogs. I don't get involved too much with the different groups. I really, honestly, I haven't leveraged LinkedIn the way I need to, the way so many people have suggested that I do. So, okay, those are the three major ones. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on Google Plus. I have a Tumblr account. I have a Tumblr blog I post to every now and again. Let's see. I think I have an Instagram account. And I occasionally post to some of the other sites like Dig. But those really aren't social networking sites as much as they are social sharing sites. Those and other posts or other sites like Dig, D-I-G-G. Anyway, I'm kind of digressing, but yeah, that's all the social media I'm on, and I've thought about getting on more, but then I run up against this post tonight where I have nothing to post, and I think, wow, if I can't even find out something I want to post on the biggest social media of all, what am I going to do on all that other social media? So I left kind of a smart aleck post about how I hadn't posted in a long time, and not much is going on except the physical therapy and the doctor's appointments and the school appointments and karate and taking my kid to youth group and, Halloween coming up for six kids? Yeah, other than that, not much going on. Oh, yeah, and I'm coaching people and I'm writing blog posts and I'm reading books and writing reviews. I got a lot going on. But I can't think of genius things to say all the time. And that's what I try to do on these posts is be positive, be creative, give people something that they are going to want to hear and maybe can use in their life, as opposed to went to the physical therapist today, ate eggs this morning for breakfast and two bratwurst, staying on diet. Ooh, it's tough. Well, yeah, all that stuff is true. I'm having a real hard time staying on my diet these days. I'm having a really hard time getting off caffeine. I made that choice. Hey, there you go. Hey, bulletin. I haven't put this on any of the social media. I am going off caffeine. No caffeine Sunday, no caffeine yesterday, no caffeine so far today. And if I can make it through 3 days, I'm pretty much good. I've stopped before and managed to go up to 2 or 3 months. And then I always end up back on it. But no, this time, it's going to be for real. Although maybe not, because now I'm letting you know. And that's something else that happens with social media, is I'll post something, I'll set a goal, I'll talk about something, and they tell you that if you tell other people what you're going to do, that it's going to help make you do it. And what I find is every time I tell people I'm going to do something on Facebook, I end up not doing it. Or I then feel guilty if I decide not to do it. Or if I just plain fail, then not only do I feel bad for setting a goal and not meeting it, but I feel bad for letting down all the people I've told about. You know, and that's happened on Facebook, and you know, not so much on the others, but when I share my blogs and I talk about, well, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by X date, and then I'm up 3 pounds because I totally blew the diet. Oh, I totally feel guilty. I used to do these updates every week, the Win Anyway Weight Loss Weigh-In or something like that every week. And I just, it got depressing because I'd be down about halfway through the week. But then by the time the next week came, I was up one or I was only down one. And I wanted to be down like five because I'm on this Atkins diet and I'm supposed to be able to lose a lot of weight in a hurry. And it just became this emotional trauma to have to report in every week, but then I would feel guilty, not just for not losing the weight, but for not checking in. It gets kind of crazy. And social media is not supposed to be that way. Our lives are not supposed to be that way. You know, I talk about being who you want to be and not who others want you to be. But then I go out and I post all these goals in hopes that other people will approve of them. And that they'll give me kudos when I reach them, or that they'll, I don't want them to be disappointed if I don't, but I know that they will be. Oh, talk about setting yourself up for failure. So what am I saying? I've ranted a lot, and I used to call this the Win Anyway rant, the Rich Hopkins rant, and that's what I seem to be doing tonight. And that's kind of what happens when you find out that you just have nothing to say. you have nothing to post. You have nothing to share. And that goes to the one thing I did post today on Twitter, which was, never let your voice be silenced, but know when to shut up and listen. And maybe that's where I'm at right now. Maybe that's where I'm at least for today, the last couple of days, is that I didn't have anything to say because I needed to stop and slow down and listen. Listen to some other people. Listen to some motivational material. Listen to my wife. Listen to my kids. Listen to myself. Listen to my clients. Listen to who I really think I want to be. Because I've had some decisions that I've kind of been faced with physical therapy, with what my body may or may not be able to do. I'm faced with decisions financially all the time. And of course, with six kids, there's always a decision to be made. Always something to think about. So maybe that's what I've been doing, is listening anyway. And if it's not what I've been doing, it's what I need to do more of. And I think we all do. What's the old thing your mom told you? Listening is more important than talking. That's why God gave you two ears and one mouth. Well, that's true. You need to listen more. Figure out what it is you want in life, because if you don't, you're going to wind up posting a whole bunch of goals that you think other people are going to be happy if you reach, but maybe you aren't going to be happy reaching them. Or even if you think you'll be happy if you accomplish them, you aren't going to be happy doing what it takes to accomplish them. And you have to think about that before setting some unrealistic or unattainable goals, or goals that are going to make you feel lousy about yourself. Only set the goals that you really want to reach. And then you don't care if anybody else cares about it or not, or supports you or not, or is going to give you pats on the back or not. Create the life you want to live. That's what Winning Anyway is about. Now, I'm not saying never share your life on Facebook or social media. No, go ahead. Just be careful. Don't let it become an emotional drag down. Certainly don't sit and complain about your life. Nobody cares. As my friend Sam Crowley talks about on the Every Day is Saturday podcast, most of the people who hear about your problems don't care, and the rest of them are glad you have them. So don't sit around and complain about your problems. So there you go. The Win Anyway podcast today is brought to you by Listen Anyway. And maybe post anyway. Share anyway. Set some goals anyway. But don't let anyone get in your way. Most especially yourself. Take some time this week and just listen to yourself. Listen to the people you trust, to the people you admire, and figure out from there what you want to say. Because we do want to hear from you. After all, if you don't talk, who are we going to listen to? Make it a great week. Go out and always remember to win anyway.